KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 69. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. As you may have heard, Jim Field announced just a little bit ago, multiple injuries were reported following a two-vehicle head-on crash about 2 miles west of Messina this morning. According to dispatch reports, the crash occurred on Highway 92 or Richland Road between 720th and 730th streets. The roadway was said to be blocked. Cumberland and Messina Fire and Rescue, along with medevac ambulance, were on the scene. The crash was reported around 6:45 a.m. We'll have more details as the morning progresses when information becomes available. Interstate 80 westbound in Cass County was reduced to one lane for about 2 hours yesterday as crews worked to clean up a collision between a semi and a cement truck. That accident happened just before 11 a.m. Thursday, about a half mile west of the Highway 71 exit. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, medevac, Cass County Sheriff's deputies, and the Iowa State Patrol all responded to the scene. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan had said at the time that two people were hurt and taken to the Cass County Hospital. Additional details are currently not available from the State Patrol. A Pottawatomie County man was sentenced to prison Wednesday in U.S. District Court for his role in the distribution and receipt of child pornography. 35-year-old Jamin C. Fletcher of Council Bluffs appeared before U.S. District Court Judge Rebecca Goodgame Ebinger and was sentenced to 108 months in prison in order to pay a $5,000 fine plus $200 to the Crime Victims Fund and serve 10 years of supervised release following his prison term. On April 20th, a jury found Fletcher guilty of distribution and receipt of child pornography. The charges were the result of an FBI investigation on BitTorrent, which is a file-sharing program used on the Internet. The FBI downloaded child pornography from a shared folder on BitTorrent that identified an IP address subscribed to Jamin Fletcher of Council Bluffs. A search warrant was served on Fletcher's residence, where agents located a desktop computer, a laptop computer, and a cell phone, all of which contained images of child pornography. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation, FBI, and the Iowa Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A Red Oak woman was arrested Thursday following a traffic stop on East Hammond Street in Red Oak. Police witnessed 25-year-old Amanda Leanne Solt of Red Oak operating a 1995 Ford Explorer. A traffic stop was conducted, and Solt was charged with driving under suspension and failure to provide proof of insurance. She was also allegedly in possession of just under 1 gram of marijuana during the stop. Solt was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and booked in on a $1,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Cherokee Construction Office reports a road construction project on U.S. Highway 30 east of the North Junction with U.S. Highway 59 in Denison will require closing the roadway to traffic from 7 a.m. Wednesday, October 24th through 3 p.m. Friday, October 26th, weather permitting. Traffic will be detoured around the work zone during the project using 7th Street, Avenue C, Iowa Highway 39, and U.S. Highway 59. Authorities say a passing truck driver rescued 4 children from a house fire in Sioux City. Firefighters were dispatched to the home a little after 10:30 p.m. Thursday. Police say the truck driver saw smoke coming from the house. He stopped, broke a house window, and then helped the children get out to safety. Police say he left the scene before he could be treated for a hand injury. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And a rare disease that causes muscle weakness, loss of reflexes, and even paralysis has appeared in Iowa twice in recent weeks, and the experts are puzzled. State health officials confirmed 2 cases of a rare polio-like illness, which attacks the nervous system, called acute flaccid myelitis, AFM for short. The first case is a 3-year-old boy in Grimes, while the second is a person under the age of 18 in western Iowa. Minnesota has reported 7 cases of AFM since mid-September, while 62 have been reported nationwide in 22 states. There is no known cure, and federal investigators haven't been able to identify a common cause in the cases, which usually start out as a cold. And officials of the Iowa National Guard have announced that 19-year-old Private First Class Matthew A. Cox of Leon died while swimming at the Naval Station Guantanamo Bay Beach Tuesday, October 16th. Cox, a member of the 186th Military Police Company, Iowa National Guard, based at Camp Dodge, was deployed to Cuba in support of Joint Task Force Guantanamo at the time of his death. Cox and 4 other service members were swimming at Cable Beach when he was overpowered by the strong current. First responders were dispatched to the scene to begin search and rescue operations using divers, boats, and aircraft. The operation continued until the afternoon of October 17th when searchers recovered Cox's body. The 4 service members with Cox at the time of his death were not injured. Cox was born in Des Moines, and he is survived by his parents, Jason and Beth Cox, and a brother, Mark Cox, all of Hartford, Iowa. Funeral arrangements are pending. In our funeral announcements this morning, Robert Black, age 59, of Omaha, died Saturday in Omaha. A memorial service for Robert Black will be today at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Reconduin Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dale Walter Doc Clausen, age 96, of Stewart, died October 11th. Memorial services for Doc Clausen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Joanne Whetstone Reed, age 85, of Atlantic, died October 9th in Johnston. Graveside services for Joanne Whetstone Reed will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Kent Arch Archibald, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Arch Archibald will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Helen Frederick, age 91, of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Helen Marie Frederick will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Henry Kay, age 102, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Henry Kay will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Carl Dennis, age 85, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Carl Dennis will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Lenore Rasmussen, age 97, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Lenore Rasmussen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center, with Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Shirley Claggett, age 86, who's formerly of Atlantic, died September 30th in Texas. A funeral mass for Shirley Claggett will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Norma Hansen, age 86, of Denison and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Hansen will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of the arrangements. Jane Papathikos, age 93, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House, and per her request, private graveside services will be held for Jane Papathikos in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call today at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.